Well, hello there, ladies and gents. Great to be back with you today here on Your Money and a Cup of Joe. I'm Ryan Ruff, your moderator, but as always, I got Joe Kaleo standing by, and we're going to be jumping into another wealth management related discussion here today. Today's discussion all about financial surprises. You know, most of the time they can creep up on just about anyone, even the most organized of people, causing anything from just a minor inconvenience to maybe even a major issue. And of course, that's what ultimately we want to avoid. So today, Joe and I thought we'd dive into this topic and really cover some of the common financial surprises, and of course, how you can be taking some steps to mitigate and or even completely avoid these altogether. So before we get into the nitty gritty of everything, let's say hi to Joe. Joe, good to see you this morning. How you doing?
Ryan, doing well. Good to see you. Glad everybody's here. You know, we don't like to have surprises, at least not these, but let's be prepared as best we can, shall we?
Absolutely. So let's start from a high level today, Joe, like we typically do. We're talking about these idea of financial surprises. Look, most of the time, they're not all good ones, right? And sometimes there aren't going to be these instances where you just find a big wad of cash in a new area, you know, of your, let's say, your portfolio, right? I mean, why don't you set the scene for us, in terms of financial surprises out there?
Yeah, if somebody wants to drop $1 million on your doorstep, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Sure.
Wouldn't that be nice?
We'd like that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, surprises aren't always about money or assets coming in like that, right? They aren't the occasions where people are going to throw you a party, so to speak. So we want to help avoid the negative financial surprises that can pop up. I mean, for example, a few years ago, the stock market indices fell significantly, and many mutual funds, for example, Ryan, they suffered big losses. But during the year, some of the fund managers took tax gains or sold positions that created a gain. And so for the fund owners, they learned the hard way that their investments saddled them with a tax gains bill, and yet they still had a loss in the position while the market was down. So the gains got passed on to the fund owners as a taxable income, even though they didn't see any of that money. So it's those kinds of things that we want to talk about and be prepared for.
Of course. Well, let's rattle off the first one then, Joe. What are some surprises that somebody should be on the lookout for?
One of the big categories people do get surprised about, Ryan, is in retirement, and it can come in several ways. So unexpected developments are like when you're no longer working, you could be retiring early or forced into retirement early, and then you're relying on savings and investments. And it's often the most commonly feared type of financial surprise is the early onset of retirement or other things in retirement. And without the safety net of a steady paycheck, around that uncertainty of money could potentially create a lot of anxiety. So take higher than expected taxes, for example. Many retirees count on sliding into a lower tax bracket after they're out of the workforce. Great. Perfect. We talk about that a lot. While that often happens, the opposite can and does still occur for some people, leaving them in the same or the higher than expected tax exposure. And that might happen when people forget the Social Security benefits may be taxed, or when they start taking money out of certain retirement accounts, particularly if they're also getting pensions or deferred compensation and the like. So to potentially sidestep this problem, they need to pay close attention to the annual earnings from all sources and specific income levels of various tax brackets. In some cases, converting a tax-deferred account to a tax-free withdrawal can be incredibly beneficial, especially in retirement, and that can help to keep the IRS in bay.
No, this is good stuff, Joe. Let's stick with retirees because there are a handful of issues. Let's get into the next one. You and I have had conversations about this one before, this idea of longevity planning, but why don't you set the scene for us on this next financial concern?
Yeah, I think, Ryan, a lot of people don't realize that they could live a lot longer than anticipated, and longer than expected life can be a big one. So, for example, a 65-year-old married couple today has a 50% chance of someone living to 88 and a 25% chance of living to 94. When we sit down and do a financial plan, it's one of the first questions we ask is, how long do you expect to live? People are actually very good at forecasting or prognosticating how long they think they'll be here. So living longer than you thought should or would or could be one of life's nice surprises, but it also could be unexpectedly hard if you haven't prepared for that. So it's one of the things that we need to look at and be mindful of. I mean, it just may seem ludicrous to think you could live to 100. And Ryan, in your generation, I think that's expected, especially with advances in medicine. So as you look to roll back the clock, and I talk to all sorts of people, optimists, pessimists, and realists, right, about how long they think they're going to be here. Well, in general, it makes sense to have a hefty lifetime estimate in your financial plan rather than aiming too low.
Sure, sure. And I can imagine, you know, kind of coupled with that idea of a longer life, that comes with, you know, longer, more complex expenses that you should be tacking on and thinking about, correct?
Yeah, correct, Ryan. I mean, let's think about this. There are three stages in retirement. The go-go years, right after you retire. The slow-go years, you start going fewer places, not traveling as much, not doing as much. And then the no-go years towards the very end where you really don't go anywhere. So we're really talking about the go-go years, and those can be bigger personal expenses for one. And pre-retirees often hear that their expenses will fall significantly once they retire. But in those go-go years, it's quite common for expenses to hover around the same, maybe even tick up a little bit during someone's final few working years and first few retired years. Additionally, the cost of home and car maintenance can be very significant, especially unplanned repairs. So, of course, forces beyond your control, say, for example, inflation's big surge a few years ago, could cause your cash outflows to rise more than anticipated. Now, there is the positive, the upshot, that don't bank on retirement being cheap when running the numbers for your golden years, but it's not all going to run the same either.
Of course, of course. And Joe, this has been great talking about some of these retirement mistakes. I'm sure a lot of our audience member out there are enjoying this, but I do want to make sure we hit a piece of advice and a concern for those that are not necessarily in retirement. So what do you have for us in terms of financial surprises for folks that might not, you know, not be retired, or they're still in their working years, but maybe even one that can impact both types of people, the retirees and those still working?
Yeah, there are those sometimes life happens surprises, right? And that can impact anybody. And while it often isn't devastating or terribly serious, they can cause unnecessary or avoidable headaches, if you will. And the number of tasks we have to manage each day can seem Herculean, if you will, or it's easy to see how financial surprises can creep up on us. So take, for example, overlooked payments, right? The fees that you might pay on overdue bills and the like won't jeopardize your financial health, but why pay them at all when it's so easy to put them on reminders and put those in place to ensure that you don't forget about an important obligation? I mean, it's easy to set up an account with a text or an email to tell you, hey, you've got some upcoming bills due, upcoming payments on the schedule. You can just schedule regular online payments for recurring bills, and that can be very helpful.
No, this is good stuff. Well, let's double down, though. How about something that's a little bigger or more potentially impactful, if you will, to somebody's financial world? I'm personally thinking of one that just crept up on myself and my wife. We had to deal with a big home repair. We had to have a new roof on the house, and that's not just an overlooked payment. That's a nice chunk of change. That's a big conversation. So what about those kinds of things?
Let's talk about both homes as well as, say, air conditioning units, right? Being in the summertime. So stepping up with home repairs, a fallen tree, a wildfire, a flood, life happens, right? You have to be prepared. Or maybe the roof that you've been meaning to have fixed never got around to it. An adequate emergency fund is vital for these kind of scenarios, Ryan. It's like having the right homeowner's insurance in place for your particular risk profile. That goes double if you have two or more homes in different states. And such a scenario can lead to complications, particularly if homes are covered by policies from different insurance companies, or say your home was built by using expensive or rare materials. If you don't attend these in factors and look at rebuilding costs, and in case of, say, a devastating fire, it could easily be far greater than your coverage. And Ryan, so many times I hear about an air conditioning unit go out and no one had that in a reserve account or in a budget for something. So there are things to just annually think about. Remodeling or an emergency fund for the house becomes very important.
Amen to that, Joe. Well, let's double down even further, Joe. What's a big financial surprise that you see in some conversations among with your team as well as your clients for those that maybe are impacting folks with significant assets or you know, in that really affluent category that we like to talk about sometimes?
Yeah, Ryan, and I shared this story once before, and you know, my wife was in a terrible accident a few years ago, and sure enough, there was a lawsuit, and it has been taken care of. So we were prepared, but not everybody is. And so I've taken that time to bring up lawsuits with people. Are you prepared? What are some of the steps that you can take? Because they need to be considered. And that's if you have wealth. If you have that, you have a target on your back as people look to unjustly take your assets from you. So asset protection planning can potentially legally shield your assets from future lawsuits and creditors. It's essential, though, to put those assets and those asset plans in place before you're sued. Actions taken to shield assets after a lawsuit are likely to be reversed by the courts. So what's more, wealth protection plans need to be reviewed every few years and updated when necessary to reflect the changes to both your bottom line as well as to your personal risk exposure.
Mm. Joe, we've thrown a lot at our audience by way of these financial surprises. I'm sure folks out there are probably, you know, maybe even given a chuckle because they've fallen guilty, you know, victim to one of these surprises in the past. But if we could leave our audience today with a key takeaway or maybe a blanketed approach that they could be taking to try and sidestep some of these problematic issues that could pop up, what would be that approach? What would be that nugget of wisdom you could share with them?
I think the key, Ryan, is work with a financial professional who takes a comprehensive and proactive view of your financial life, and chances are good that you won't get tripped up by the types of financial surprises outlined here today, right? It's good to occasionally review your emergency fund or your various types of insurance and any planning you've done around healthcare and other spending in retirement. If you're unsure how well protected you are against the impact of financial surprises, consider stress testing your plan and to see how your financial picture could look under various scenarios. Because healthcare costs are soaring, Ryan. And I had a CFO who had retired, didn't listen, unfortunately, enough to what we had talked about with healthcare costs and retirement. And sure enough, he did get impacted. Initially, we tweaked his plan and got him back on schedule. So people will still make changes or have things that impact them while they're retired or when they go into retirement. So all of that says, right, know if you're in good shape or if you're not, what can you do to get into better shape and what steps you need to take to help make sure that your financial life is steadier and more predictable.
Perfect. Well, Joe, the final question that begs to be asked is for those folks that would benefit from going through getting that stress test, that second opinion, what would be the best way somebody could reach out to you and your team to just open up that conversation and start down that road?
Yeah, I'd say shoot us an email or give us a phone call. We're happy to help. Give them a second opinion or give them a stress test to see if there are issues that they could mitigate on down the road.
Perfect. Well, Joe, look, I appreciate you carving some time out of your day to be with us. I know you got clients to serve, so I'll let you get back to doing that. But thanks again, and I'll see you back here on the next one.
See you next time, Ryan. Thanks.
All righty. Well, folks, look, we're going to take a final moment, as we always do, and thank you for stopping by and spending some time with us here today. If you enjoyed today's discussion surrounding these financial surprises that can pop up in life, you learned a thing or two, we'll make sure you subscribe to the show on whichever platform you checked us out on today so that you don't miss out on any future conversations where Joe and I unpack some great wealth management topics so that you and yours can come out better for it on the other side. Before Joe, I'm Ryan. We're going to go ahead and say so long now, but we appreciate you stopping by and being with us on Your Money and a Cup of Joe. This presentation is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. The views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Financial Services Incorporated. UBS Financial Services Incorporated does not verify and does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information presented. This material is made available for use by CEG. Neither UBS Financial Services Incorporated nor any of its employees provide tax or legal advice. You should consult with your personal tax or legal advisor regarding your personal circumstances. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services Incorporated offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC registered broker dealer. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that clients understand the ways in which we conduct business, that they carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide to them about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the PDF document at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services Incorporated is a subsidiary of UBS AG, member FINRA, member SIPC. Joe Kaleo at Kaleo Wealth Management Group, UBS Financial Services Incorporated. Office address 200 West Highway 6, Suite 400 in Waco, Texas, 76712.